Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I'm the only doing that you brother doing it. I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. This is for the humorous, the pepper butterfly, my newest. In fact, the rumor is the way I've proven it.
I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Calling on me like a young OG. I'm a classic man. Your knees get made by the street. Elegant, old-fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. I burn through the hood like war. When everybody feeling so cold, I cool like
Get down,
get down,
get down.
say, see a broad to get that booty act em. Leg her down and smack em, yak em. Cold got to be. Yo, shit.
TM Hyman Radio Live. You are tuned in the Social Lab. It's your boy, Save James. We are live with you all on this evening of, what's today's day? January 25th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about tonight this major kick-ass storm that rolled through the northeastern corridor this weekend. Winter Storm Jonas kills 37 people and cripples the Northeast. I'm talking about if you was up here to witness this, it was something to behold. And I can say personally that I got first-hand footage of it, first-hand response to it, because they said the D.C. area was going to get hit the hardest, and they were accurate this time. Kudos to the meteorologists for actually getting this one right. They dropped 29.5 inches out here over the weekend. 29.5 inches out here.
Bananas.
Think about that. It's taller than some children.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
Taller than your three-year-old.
Yo, son, I'm trying to tell you, it was up to my knee when I stepped down in it, and I didn't hit the floor. That's how bad it was. I'm 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
Great. Before we get into all of that, let me introduce the rest of the panelists that's on the squad right now, so on the show with us right now. You already heard her chime in. All the way from that city they call Itty Bitty, Plant City. Gina, Hot Chocolate, Lady Eloise. Hey, what you all
yes,
what's happening, Mama?
One of the tiniest spots in Florida. We didn't get the winter Arctic blast blizzard, but we did get Central Florida. No snow, but it was in some spots in Central Florida in the 20s and the 30s last night. So
you're right. You're right.
But no, seriously, look it up.
I'm not buying it.
Meteorologists will tell you here. Well, you're going to have to buy it because that's the charge, so I don't know what to tell you.
I ain't with it.
It wasn't 3 feet of snow, but the Floridians were dressed like it was 3 feet.
I already know. Y'all act crazy when it hit 50 out there, I bet. And she just dropped off. But it's all good, though. We know how soft-skinned some of the down south Floridians, whatever, could be. And it's not a knock to Floridians as a whole. I mean, I lived in Atlanta for, 8 years? So I know how you can get spoiled with warm weather for most of the year versus that cold blast that may come through, you know, for probably that 2-3 months solid out the year. Not even 3 months. I'd say two. Florida, you'll probably get a month stronger, like really cold weather. According to your standards of cold. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Atlanta,
according to their standards
when I was living
of cold.
Out there, I mean, that's what I'm saying. According to my standards of cold, that's nothing. I mean, you know, now I ain't going front. Cold is cold. 20 degrees is 20 degrees anywhere you slice the weather.
Yeah,
Florida,
that's cold.
Boston, California, whatever. 20 degrees is 20 degrees.
Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
You can't deny
you
that.
You can't sneeze
you know
at that.
You can't laugh at that. Can't laugh at that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was a major storm that ripped through here. We won't get into some of the details on that. And also, we got Super Bowl 50. Lined up, locked and loaded for February, baby. And the very apropos that February is Black History Month, we got a black quarterback inside the Super Bowl slime.
Dab
That's what, 3 years
dab
in a row?
Dab on them.
You got a black quarterback in there 3 years in a row? Uh-oh.
Yep.
Scout America.
No. Nope. First
back
the black president, now the black quarterback's in the Super
Yo, I'm
Bowl.
Hey,
what's
man.
Next?
I like this pattern. I like this trend, man. But I ain't going to get too pro-black before we lose some listeners. But check it out, man.
Oh, gosh.
Break right here. Hey, I'm just saying, man. There's a lot of racial tension going on in this country as we speak. So let's, you know,
hey,
let's try to be as PC as we can. But at the same time, we're going to speak truth to the matter. You know what I mean?
Man,
so
forget that.
Out,
we about to have a racial draft at the end of the show.
Let's do it. Yo, there's some trades that need to be made. There's some trades.
Yes.
And we need some contracts renewed. And cut
Listen,
off for some folks.
I'm ready to give away
here.
Some people for free. Forget the trade.
Early. Y'all could just have them. Y'all could just have them, right?
Yep.
We'll be
yep.
Sure.
Yep.
It's called addition by subtraction, if you want to talk about it.
Stacey Dash.
Raven's the most. You know what I mean?
We'll take Rachel Zolliak.
we'll take Tommy from Power. Bump all that, son. Yo, we're going to take this break real quick, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk. And we got a new segment of sports we about to add to this mix right here. Your boy, Shay James, got the live sports report for you all, man. Sit, tune in, man. We about to turn this thing up a little bit, man. Sit right there and wait for us to come right back. And if not, you're going to be playing yourself, man. It's 9-11. Team
Dab
Radio Social Lab. Let's do it, baby. Get out of here. We'll be right
Dab.
Back.
Dab. Yeah. Dab on
him. SP.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybach music.
I'm Millie rocking, I'm Diddy bopping, my flow dumb. Any mini knockers make her say like Super Shaka.
Yeah.
Take your girl and give her Fendi Prada. Now you finna go to Benny on Ambition never rider. Pay attention to your daughter. You the son and I'm the father. Put your chick up in designer. Hit it now, that booty fatter. Damn, Bird done made it. I heard he working with my daughter.
Damn.
Guess I won't fill a vein till I'm humping Ariana.
Damn.
Watch how I kill a game when I hit it with the album. I'ma hit it with another one, about to call DJ Khaled.
How
we on my raw speed, couple pairs in the salad. Act love, love, get turned up. You know why we want it.
I'm Millie Rock on any block.
Millie Rock
on any block.
Millie Rock
on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block. I'm Millie Rock on any block. In my polo tee, my polo sock. On top of cars, my face hot. I'm Millie Rock on that Gates block. They got me on the explore page. I've been Millie Rockin' for 4 days. Nah, we don't battle, I never, man.
Nah,
we just Millie Rock when we hella bent. I'm smoking weed, I'm counting cash. I'm Millie rocking on Passion Nav. First arms up, then left and right. Then MJ, get out my sight. I bust the dance, just hit me up. That drink strong, I mix it up. We hopping out and we hitting it. On any block, rock Millicent. I'm Millie Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block.
I'm the talking as all the top. Ankle monitor over my sock. Black market, that's all we got. Christmas time, gift wrapping block. Sway easy, rainy day, I floss. 808s, heart breaks for both. Last name and I say the biggest. You falling off like Phillip Rivers. Dad bitch like I'm Cam Newton. Dad. Flex harder than Lex Luger. Dad. My card and my set roof. Damn. Damn. I've been rich and your been new. Damn. Damn. Her eyelash and her weed long. Damn. Damn. My moose ain't 20 feet long. Damn. Damn. My temper shot is matched stick. Damn. Damn. I burn it down that quick. Damn.
I'm Millie Rock on any block. I'm Millie Rock on any block.
I'm
Millie Rock on any block.
Millie
Rock on any block. I'm Millie Rock on any block.
I'm
Millie Rock on any block.
Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate Save James, waiting on the General TM and Madam CeeLo Boston to join us, because you know we that crew, that team, that network that do the Millie Rock on any block, that remix flowing Social Lab. It is 9:16 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:16 p.m. on the West Coast out there where T.M. Hyman is conducting a little bit of B.I., but, it wasn't no snow out there. Yeah, where it never rains in Southern California. No doubt.
Good for him. But, yo, check it out, man. We got a new addition to the show right now. We're going to start a few little bit of sports reporting in there. I'm about to get on my ESPN, Fox Sports Network, TSN type
mode right now, man. You got a sports sounder? You need the NFL joint in the background?
Yo, check it, man. And for all listeners out there right now, you got to remember, at the beginning of the top of the year, we came back onto the show after our break. Blog Talk Radio did us dirty, and they wiped out all of our sound from off of our board. So we're slowly getting things back together. We don't have all of our sound effects. So, you know, just walk with me and visualize my cape flapping in the wind, because I don't have my cape flapping in the wind music. But, you know what I'm saying, I got enough props to make it happen. So we're going to start off.
It's flapping, though.
Let me get serious real quick. Okay, check it. All right. Okay, serious face. In the NFL this weekend, championship weekend took place. The Broncos beat the Pats 20-18. Peyton Manning is going for his fourth Super Bowl, trying to tie his younger brother so they can have something to talk about at the Thanksgiving table this year. Brady got beat up pretty bad. Von Miller had one pick and 2.5 sacks on that dude. Now, we get it that the offensive line hasn't been fully stacked and as stout as it normally is, but at the same time, they got the blueprint on how to beat Brady. You got to kill the snake by cutting off the head of which is called the Patriots. Now,
Miller
is trying to have a storybook ending to his career, because if you realize how he was shaking everybody's hand, the comments that he made as soon as he was interviewed for the AFC Championship presentation of the trophy, how it was a good 4 years in Denver. So everybody's kind of counting this as Brady's last year. They want to ride off into the sunset with the victory of the Super Bowl. But the other half of this Super Bowl 50 lineup is the Carolina Panthers, who I got some inside. I got an inside scoop, and I found out what was their motivation before this game, and it was this song right here. I had a dig for this one. I found out, lo and behold, they just played this on repeat the whole time in the locker room leading up into the game.
Why they was dead.
It was very apropos for the score. The Carolina Panthers bust that ass on the Arizona Cardinals 49-15. Which was
that
the second
was a
most points scored. Oh, they ran away with it from off the first drive. And it was the second most points scored in a championship game, AFC or NFC, in NFL history. The record holder is the Buffalo Bills of 1990, who scored 51 points, and I believe it was on the Bengals that they did it on. Cam had 4 total touchdowns. He ran in 2. And Carson Palmer had 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles lost. There is no way you can win any game, albeit a championship conference game, with 6 turnovers you committed by yourself.
Right.
Now, moving on to the NBA, David Blatt got fired this weekend. David Blatt is the coach of the was a former coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tyronn Lue, which was the major understudy, the assistant coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, tongue twister right there, was moved up into the head coaching spot, which was heavily influenced by LeBron James, no doubt. The underlying cry was that he didn't have the locker room behind his back, David Blatt I'm talking about. When your superstar can call the shots more than your head coach, there is no denying the fact that he didn't have the locker room. He didn't have the players' respect. Now, and I also say this, when David Blatt first got hired, it took him a month to get in contact with LeBron James. A month. You go do the math on that. This is your head coach, and you don't make yourself available for a month after he's inked onto the team.
Yeah, that's a major statement right there.
That speaks volumes. There's an old saying that says silence speaks volumes, and that spoke volumes in the situation. Now, they got that ass bust in Tyronn Lue's first appearance against the Bulls. They lost by 13 points. I had to throw that in because I'm a Bulls fan. But that, that's, you know, neither here nor there. They did lose their first appearance. Hey, that's what I do, baby. That's what I do.
Shade.
Anyway, to move on with the NBA, we have a full plate of games tonight going on. Right now, the Cavaliers are playing the Timberwolves, trying to redeem themselves. It's 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They're up 108-106. The Heat are playing the Bulls. They're in the third quarter. They're up 53-49. The Grizzlies are playing the Magic. They're up in the third quarter, 69-65. It's halftime at the Pelicans and Rockets game. Pelicans are leading by 2 points, 60-58. The Hawks and Nuggets just tipped off first quarter. It's 21-18 Nuggets. The Jazz and the Pistons just tipped off first quarter. It's 14-8 favor the Pistons. 10 o'clock, the Kings and the Hornets play. And the marquee matchup for the night, which could be a precursor of the Western Conference Finals, is the Spurs and the Warriors. Now, everybody is watching the Warriors to see if they could beat the 96 Bulls record of 72-10. I personally think they have a chance to do it, but if they get sloppy and they hit their midseason slump and decide to rest people and not take these regular season games seriously and wait for the playoffs, they won't do it. They have to try to run the table from here on out in order to get that goal. 72-10 is not an easy feat to conquer, but I think they have the tools to do it. And this was your report by Save James on sports for the night of January 25th, 2016.
Oh,
and good night.
Oh, I like the inaugural report.
Hey, man, I'm trying to make it do what it do, man. Trying to make it do what it do.
I like that.
But speaking
like
of the
that.
Super Bowl, though, man, speaking of the Super Bowl, I was watching some commentary earlier today. And now, some of the pundits out there, sports pundits out there have already gave headlines to the Super Bowl for the next 2 weeks. How Cam Newton is going to be villainized if he quote unquote does not allow Peyton to ride off into the sunset with that Super Bowl victory and
allow
like exactly. Thank you. Hmm. That was the note that struck the chord with me. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
this
no
dude is on it.
In
yo, hey, show up and play ball. That's all you got to do.
Man, that's what you
show
better
up and
do.
Play ball.
Not even got to do. That's what you better do. Earn it. Ride hard
ball.
For that, Peyton. Nobody's going to hand it to you just because.
Nobody going to hand it to you? Nobody, exactly. Just because, man. And that's what you got to understand. You know, Peyton is the all-American. You know, and taking nothing away from him. Class personified, you know what I'm saying, when it came to the game of football, his physique comes
of
from
course.
Football royalty. His dad was a quarterback. You know, his brother already
right.
won
Brothers,
two.
Right.
So we're not talking anything about his character of who he is as a person. But when it comes to the game of football, you got to play the game. You understand what I'm saying? You got to play the game, and nothing is going to be handed to you. And the blueprint is out on how to beat a Peyton Manning team. Let's go back to the Super Bowl of 2014 when the Seattle Seahawks ripped them a new one.
Mm-hmm.
When they played, what they won by, what was it, 43-8 or something like that?
Yeah.
When they ripped them a new one. Something stupid. So we're not going to sit up there and allow you just to win this thing, Peyton. You got to show up and play the game. Got to show up and play the game.
You and
so
your
anyway,
team.
And your team. Not just you, but your team got to show up because, truth be told, them boys were scared of Seattle when they played them. They were scared of Seattle when they played them. The first snap of the game gets snapped out the end zone for a safety. Come on, man. Y'all were scared to death. Set the whole tone of the game. Once they knew it, they taste the blood in the water. Those are sharks right there, man. It takes the blood in the water, and it was over from that point on. From that point on, they was dead in the water. So let's hope we don't have another repeat of this, Peyton. I would like to see a good game. A lot of these games were good, except for the games that teams out playing Cam. So that might
right.
be a recurring theme. Who knows? Who knows?
Better get it together. Get
it together. That's why we play the game. But check it out, yo. We're about to go into break, but before we do, I want all the listeners out there that may archive the show, that may listen to it after the show has already been produced and already been recorded, you catching the podcast, if you do that, I guarantee you in the coming weeks, in the coming days of the show, you will make it your business to tune in live. Because
yeah,
we got
don't,
some good
don't catch the podcast.
You're
going to be pissed off.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, you're going to be mad. You are going to be mad. And when you hear
you're
this podcast,
trying.
Tell you much. But trust us, if we always said we had something good coming up on the show, we had good guests, or we had a good show coming up, or we had a good lineup coming up, did we ever fail you? The numbers
never
don't show us that we failed you. Because the numbers
never
are growing consistently. Consistently.
Yeah.
And so the numbers
yeah.
are going to continue to grow. And with the stuff that we're about to give away for this year that you don't have to pay for, all you got to do is do follow a few simple rules and be consistent with it. I guarantee your asses ain't going to be catching the podcast from here on out. Bet that.
Better
bet
catch us
that.
Live.
You better catch it, baby. This train is leaving the station. That's all I'm saying.
Choo-choo.
This train is leaving the station, son. With that note, we about to take a quick break. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm about to take it back on y'all for a second. Let me find, because I've been loading the board, and I've been loading a lot of classic hip-hop, a lot of classic reggae. And you know what? I'm going to go classic hip-hop right now. And this is the message that we're going to give to you all if you guys try to find a back door on trying to get in for the giveaways. This
Uh-oh.
Is going to be what we're going to have to say to you. So just listen. You feel where I'm going,
yeah.
Gina?
I got you on this one. Nah, baby, ain't gonna be able to
do it. Team Operator, Soldier Life, we'll be right back, y'all.
Nah, baby, I'm not gonna be able to do it. I tried to take it serious before and you blew it. You figured you were slick, this to me for the next man. But when you heard he had a wife, it ruined your plan. Now you wanna come back and act like it's all that. But I ain't trying to hear it cause you sound real whack. You got it up the first time, but that was the last time. I'll never make the same mistake again in a lifetime, you hooker. No way, no how, your history. So let's keep it real cause this ain't no mystery. You had it like a queen living lovely and lovely. Your props are at an all-time low in your closet. I used to treat you good, take you shopping and feed you. But now I'm doing fine, a girlfriend, I don't need you. For you to even ask me that, you must be stupid. Now, nah, baby, I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it. I'm on a mission and I need me a new girl. My last girl funny, faking moves with Earl. But that was in the past, finished over and done with. Besides, I know this hottie and she's on my tip. She told me I could call her when I wanted to check her. And all I had to do to knock her down was respect her. So think about it, yeah, that would be cool. To have a girl that's independent with a job in school. So we took it slow, then we started to grow. Without a worry in the world, going right with the flow. Until she cracked my head when she asked me to marry her. And move it to a crib in some suburban area. I knew that this was just too good to be true. And what you asked me to do, girl, I cannot do. You told me no commitments and you best stick to it. Oh, baby, I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do it. Making money and it's good to be single. To mingle with the ladies while the earrings jingle. And that's the way it is, cause that's the way that I want it. When I see a pretty mommy looking good, I'm on it. Checking out a profile to see if she got style. Cause if she ain't a thing, she ain't worth my while. I'm all about sticking and moving with the quickness. Forget the foreplay and let's get down to business.
Yeah, is it good? Is it good, baby?
Damn, my gym hat broke. But still I kept stroking till her boots were smoking. And left her on the bed with her legs wide open. Trying to kick it to me like if she was my girl. But yo, I had to tell her ain't no way in the world. Maybe it's the way I hit that thing that suits it. I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it?
I'm not gonna be able to do.
Can you do it? 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 Can you do it?
p.m. out here in the DMV. We were buried under all of this snow and cold weather. It's currently 30 degrees out here right now. And that is what you call brick ass. That's how,
yes.
That's what the temperature is translated as.
Super brick.
In layman terms, that's called brick ass out here. You dig what I'm saying? You tune in with the Social Lab. It's your boy, Safe James. She is Lady Eloise Hot Chocolate over there. We're doing a tag team on you guys tonight, the PG-13 version. Not that kind of thing. I don't want Gerald Levert coming from me.
We don't want no trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
At my door.
Listen.
Talking about
Listen. No, I got to stop you right there. I got to pump the brakes on you. You no longer have LSG. You no longer have Gerald Levert jokes that you can make.
What?
No, you do not.
Nah, son.
Listen. HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, a.k.a. Lady Eloise, is a free agent once again. And I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I'm on the market because you know you do soul searching and you know readjustments of and you
biggest,
know reinventing biggest, and biggest. All of that of yourself, you know, just to get it back together. But there's no more of that. So we'll end that joke here on January 25th, 2016. Right. But that's for him,
damn,
not for me.
Son.
Okay, that's the.
Nah,
that's
how, I dig
so,
it. No,
start.
I dig it. But
what,
like, man, no.
It happened.
I was on a
roll.
Know? I had some Gerald LaVert jokes waiting. I was lining them up.
Nah, well, you're going to have to save those, son.
Oh,
so,
man.
Let's get on to a lighter note and discuss some of the snowstorm totals that Superstorm Blizzard Jonas dropped around the United States. If we're going to go in alphabetical order here, according to the Weather Channel, Allentown, Pennsylvania got 31.9 inches from January 22nd to January 23rd, and that crushed the record that was set January 7th through the 9th of 1996, where that blizzard total was 25.9 inches.
Yeah,
Baltimore.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah. In the DMV area, Baltimore Washington International Airport reported 29.2 inches between the 22nd and the 23rd, and that beat the presidential day storm of 2003 in February that year with records of, it doesn't say, but records dating back to 1892. In Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania, they got 30.2 inches. New York at LaGuardia Airport, 27.9 inches.
Damn.
JFK got 30.5 inches. And Newark got 27.9 inches.
Mama Damn,
Jonas,
son,
also,
I know that real out there.
Yeah, serious. Jonas also ranked high among the biggest snowstorms on record in the following locations, but fell short of the record. In Central Park, there were 26.8 inches. In Washington D.C., in some places in D.C., it seemed. If they only reported 17.8 inches at
That's
Reagan International.
That is I can tell you that's a lie. Reagan
I'm gonna say this much.
Reagan International is actually in Virginia. Okay, so let's not get it twisted. Reagan is in Arlington, Virginia. I mean Alexandria, Virginia. So in the Alexandria, Arlington borderline, that's where Reagan International is. So it's not technically D.C. Now, I say it's that far. It's earshot from D.C. But I can speak to my own experience. That snow was above my knee. They easily got dumped on 2 feet or more. Easily. So proceed. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Philadelphia got 22.4 inches. Now, the most extreme snowfall totals by state. West Virginia got 42 inches of snow, and that's in the eastern panhandle. Virginia in Philmont, which is 25 miles northwest of D.C., got 39 inches. Maryland in Red House, that's western Maryland, 150 miles west of Baltimore, got 38 inches.
Damn.
New York at Port Richmond got 31 inches. Pennsylvania near Greencastle got 38 inches. Jersey in Morris Plains got 33 inches. 16 inches in Connecticut and Norwalk. 17.2 inches in Woodside, Delaware. Westerly, Rhode Island, that's in the southwest corner of the state, got 15.5 inches. And Massachusetts at West Harwich on Cape Cod got 15.5 inches. So it wasn't anything to sneeze at by any stretch of the imagination.
Word.
And I'm going to be so excited to see all of the new baby pictures in October from all of the extra activity that was going on over the weekend.
I quoted that before the storm hit. I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook when I took that, when I showed you that picture, that long ass line up the aisle at the store Friday. Yo,
yes.
Son, when I tell you there's going to be mad Scorpios born this year, there's going to be mad Scorpios born this year.
An influx
and I can speak
of Scorpio
to it.
Scorpio children.
And I can speak to it only because I am, and I get reminded of this all the time, but my silly ass mother, I'm a product of a blizzard. I'm a blizzard baby. There was a major blizzard that hit the Northeast February of 1978.
Wow.
And I was born in November. Do the math.
Yeah, that's a blizzard.
11
baby
minus
right
2
there.
Equals 9. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's it, all day long.
So, and she reminds me, it's just to see me squirm. She always tells me this story just to see me squirm. Say, yeah, your father came up from Philly right before the storm hit. Yeah, and what we had else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't want to hear that,
right, Mom James. Get him in line, Mom. Get him in line.
But you know what, though, Gina? The worst part about it is I didn't recognize what happened until, I want to say, there was a major storm that hit back in 2010 out here in D.C. that dropped 30 inches. Okay? And I remember them. I was watching the weather channels. Like, this is the most snow that we had in this. In the northeastern corridor, since the blizzard of 78, where it dropped 30 some inches. I said, when the hell was this blizzard set? Late January, early February, 1978. I said, February. I was counting on my fingers. 79. I called my mom. What happened? And I talked about that. She started laughing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk to you when I can finish this conversation because right now I'm kind of disturbed by the goings-on of this interaction. I'm a little disturbed.
She's so traumatized.
I'm a little perturbed by it, but you know what?
You're grown, boy.
Yo,
suck it up, buddy.
I know, but anybody want to hear about their mom again? I don't give a damn how old you get. I don't want to talk
it's
about
nature,
that.
It's nature, Sade. That's how you
so
got
what?
Here. It's nature.
So what? I don't care. I don't want to talk about that. Give a damn if it's nature.
Now
care
I know what
that. But yo,
to ruffle your feathers.
Yo,
call
you know
blizzard,
what?
Baby.
You know, but I know how to ignore. I learned how to meditate. I know how to ignore people now. Dig what I'm saying? I can get in the zone. Okay? I can get in the zone. Dig what I'm saying? But, yo, they're talking about 37 people died in this storm. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people, you know what I hear one of the major killers of a snowstorm is? Heart attack. You know
shoveling
how people
snow.
Get heart attacks? Shovel
yes.
in the damn snow.
Listen,
shoveling
I had no
snow.
Idea that shoveling snow is the equivalent of, hold on, one of my friends posted it. Let me get it right because I don't want to say it wrong. Hold on, and I'm going to get it correct. Hold on just 1 second. And my girlfriend she is actually a health instructor at King's Black Belt Academy and Unique Fitness and Health. And that's in the Maryland area. Name is Marcy Outerbridge. And a news reporter posted that people have heart attacks while shoveling snow because shoveling snow is the equivalent of jogging. If you're older and not fit, shoveling puts an enormous strain on your heart. So just think of someone who's outside shoveling snow for an hour or two and doesn't regularly exercise and then adds other components to the equation, smoking, heart disease, family, hypertension, high cholesterol. That's the makings of a heart attack, I think. So
Equals no bueno.
No bueno. Her putting that tidbit of information out there really brought it home for me. Like, that's the craziest thing in the world.
And Noah, also, I heard another scientific explanation behind it, too, as far as health-wise and how it can cause heart failure and everything. They say because when you're inside and you're warm and, you know, everything is like, you know, everything is, for lack of a better term, limber, you know what I'm saying, in this natural state, in this warm state, and you walk outside, everything freezes up. Everything
tenses up.
If you have plaque or any kind of buildup inside your arteries, if it's loose when you're in your normal habitat and you walk outside into that cold,
What happens when
grease in the pot gets cold? It becomes
freezes
solid.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? It clogged. There you go.
Yeah.
And then that's how one thing leads to another, and it's ending up in a bad situation. So, you know, keep that in mind, everybody that's out there listening, that, you know, if you're not all the way in shape and, you know, you may have some kind of, you know, situation, some family history, or may have some kind of situation going on that's been, you know, lingering around, pay some young adults to kind of get that thing taken care of for you. You don't got to be no macho man. You got to prove nothing to your old lady or to anybody that you still got it. Because we don't want to come picking your ass up out the snow, you know what I'm saying, you know, dead weight, literally. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool.
Best $20 you've ever spent in your life.
Ever spent in your life. It's not cool by any stretch of the imagination. So, but anyway, check it out, man. It's 9:44. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this racial draft move that we have. And, you know, we won't get into that a little bit about this buffoonery that's been going on. And about some people that's been talking real stupid and killing the folks softly, man. They
never liked that chick. I never liked her.
And you could speak on it.
Good.
And I like it.
Good. I can't wait.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
I heard he has style And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Bumper sticker. This is some real stuff right here.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Scrunchies in here.
Full set of scrunchies.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No stirrups, tights, or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
You're on the radio, scrunchy.
Word up. StJames.com scrunchies. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No. These are trip worthy prizes. These are floss worthy prizes. These are prizes that your friends are going to want to be better friends of yours to be able to be down with prizes. That's what kind of prizes these are. So make sure that you're listening in. Make sure that you are participating in the next coming week. Participating meaning calling, participating meaning listening to the instructions that we give you and following them so you can be down with those prizes too.
Talk to them.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yep.
I'm getting my stuff early.
Listen, I'm going to need you. And you get on me every year about talking about
things
that we are giving away prizes every year.
I know, but I put my foot in my mouth every year after I do it. I'm doing it early this year. Get your weight up. It's going down.
We're going to have details coming for you in the next few shows. So listen in on Wednesday and listen in on Friday so you don't miss out.
Talk to them. Anyway.
Right now. Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead. This one on you.
Okay.
I'm waiting on you.
Now, right now, we're getting ready to flip the script for you. Like, you know, Faye mentioned at the top of our show, unfortunately, Blog Talk has been on some stuff lately and has messed up some of our sounders and sound effects. But we going to rock with this racial draft T.M. Hymer radio style anyway. And we going to put up a couple of, you know, draft-worthy picks to get off of our team. We're going to try to get some more good talent on our team, too. So tonight we're going to be representing the African-American delegation, the Latino delegation, and the Asian delegation. You know, kind of circa, you know, Dave Chappelle, for those of you who are Dave Chappelle fans and used to watch the show, we're piggybacking off of that racial draft here. So I think I'm going to go first. I think I'm going to go first. And let me just say, I never liked this chick. I never liked this chick. I don't care whose cousin she is that got Rockefeller ex-affiliation and, you know, he got millions allegedly still or, you know, how she's on the cover of every men's booty magazine, flashing
Black
her little
magazine.
Cakes and all of that. Say it again. What magazine?
Black magazine.
There you go. Oh. But then she wants to run to her little Republican friends. Yeah, said it. She wants to run to her little Republican friends and bash the Black people and the Black skin that she's in. So the African American delegation will happily,
you know,
willingly.
Difficulties with you. You there? You on mute? You good?
Oh no, I'm here. I'm here. Am I here?
You see that,
I'm here.
You see how the powers that be are go hard away?
Oh, they muted me.
You guys trying to speak some truth? They want to cut in. And cut the audio remotely. She ain't doing herself.
They muted me,
son. I promise you she didn't.
No
way.
And
guess what? Whenever some truth is being spilled, the world doesn't want that. The powers that be don't want the world to be encouraged and be empowered on how
they
to
cut
turn
me
this,
off?
These lies and this buffoonery around for people. Gene, if you're still listening, baby, we can't hear you. So I don't know what you got to do to get back on. But do it quickly. We got 7 minutes left in the show. But
did
check
the
it.
Republicans cut me off?
I'll pick up where she left off. She didn't like her for whatever reason. She never did. It was some of her gut telling her that she didn't like her. But you know what? After all these long years of not liking this young lady for whatever reason it was, not saying we don't love our people, but there's certain people you just don't like, she found out the reason why. And this was it. This young lady, the Stacey Dash, decides to go on the show and show her ass and get bought out, sell her soul for the other side party who look at her probably as just another nigga anyway. At
Trade
the end
her.
Of the day, you really want to be honest about it.
Trade
I'm not
her.
Gonna, you know,
give her away. Don't
I
even
wanna
trade
go
her.
There,
give
that,
her away.
That's where it is. Gina, you back with us. You on. You there?
Give her away.
Something
don't
your
even
phone
trade
still.
Her.
We still can't hear you, mama.
No!
But
hell.
Stacey Dash goes on there to talk about they need to be done away with Black History Month and shows like channels like BET when her punk ass was on the game. And BET clapped back major. They threw the tweet out on Twitter and Instagram about, you know, how if you wouldn't like our station, could we get those checks back then? How about that, Stacey? Hand back those checks. And stop being on the
Every
back of Ross's motorcycles in a super high video. And stop being
and
the object of attention in Kanye West video for when it all falls down. Jeannie, we still can't hear you. I don't know if you're talking or not. I don't know what's going on. But you live, but I don't know what's happening with you. Blog talk.
Ow.
I'm trying to tell you. It's blog talk. You start spitting some
truth
about the agenda, and they're trying to take it away from us. As
long
as my mic
serious?
Is still live, still got a voice. And Stacey Dash, I got this.
Shut up!
One for you.
Before I bust a cap up in your
man,
ass.
Ain't nothing playing. I hope all of us is live.
Wow.
Man, nothing's playing. Can't even hear the damn sound effects. Well, I guess you heard me because you kept hanging up when you know when I said we can't hear you. But I know. Can you hear me, Gina? If so, text me and tell me something. But I don't know what's happening. Anyway, we the Black delegation. I'm on. I can hear you. Yeah, I don't know what's up with you, baby. I'll be honest with you, cause I can't hear anything. If you're talking, it is. She texted me that some BS, and I know it is, cause we about to split some truth, and all of a sudden, the sound gets cut. I'm telling you, y'all, Alphabet Boys be listening. What I mean by Alphabet Boys, I'm talking about the FBI, the DEA. The ATF, Alphabet Boys, okay? When you hear that terminology, you know who I'm talking about. CIA, all of them. These are all hot-button words. These are all words that will get us listened to now. You mention these words, mention these entities over the phone, they're going to start listening.